Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Walt Disney World employee sends police after realizing call to buy tickets is a cry for help. Written by Leah Martin. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. It was just an ordinary day at work for one Walt Disney World employee until they noticed that something seemed very wrong during one customer's phone order to buy tickets. Imagine fearing for your safety, but being under the watchful eye of the very person who threatened your life. If you were unable to call the police, what would you do? When a Pennsylvania woman was being assaulted and needed help, she phoned the most magical place on earth. A Walt Disney World employee answered the call, to work as if working for the Lord. Colossians 3:23. By pretending to order tickets, the woman was able to connect with someone who recognized the crisis and intervened. The compassionate yet unnamed Disney employee reported hearing the woman yelling, "Get off me," and "Get away from me," according to Northern York County Regional Police. With the charitable concern of a Good Samaritan, the theme park employee took action. She quickly asked a series of three yes or no questions to help the endangered woman reveal her need for rescue without risking further provocation. Motivated to be of assistance beyond selling tickets, the employee pressed in, asking the Pennsylvania woman if this call was actually intended to book a vacation. The woman replied, "No." Promptly, the ticket booker confirmed the situation by asking if someone was hurting her, and then if she should send law enforcement right away. The woman replied yes to both, and the employee saw to it that police responded swiftly. Thanks to the Walt Disney World employee's quick thinking, police were able to stop the attack, which the woman told authorities had happened during an argument she and her boyfriend, Wayne Shiflett, were having. The woman told police that Wayne was threatening to kill her, slapping her, and grabbing her throat. Police arrested Wayne, who was facing charges of strangulation, threats, assault, and harassment. Because this thoughtful Disney employee decided to care more about another person than selling a ticket and leapt to the woman's aid, the woman being assaulted was provided protection and rescue in her time of need. It's a beautiful example of a brave choice in what was surely a busy work day at Disney. Rescue the weak and needy. Deliver them out of the hand of the wicked. Psalm 82:4.
Hey, listeners. I want to ask you a question. Do you feel like your prayer life is stagnant or stale? Do you desire to make prayer a part of your everyday life? If you answered yes to either of those questions, then we've got a podcast for you. It's called Teach Us to Pray. The Teach Us to Pray podcast, hosted by Christina Patterson, walks you through simple, effective steps to grow the spiritual discipline of prayer in your life. When we grow in prayer, we grow closer to God. You can find the Teach Us to Pray podcast at lifeaudio.com or in your favorite podcast app. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
Newlywed couple told not to open wedding gift. 9 years later, they learn what's inside. Written and read by Alyssa Forsberg. A wedding gift for a newlywed couple was not open until 9 years after their wedding day, and what they found was priceless. Kathy and Brandon Gunn are a couple from Michigan, and they were married in September 2007. One gift that they received on their wedding day was a box from Kathy's great-aunt Allison. On the front of the gift, it read, "Do not open until first disagreement." The couple had forgotten about the present for years, even though their marriage had disagreements and arguments. It wasn't until they were thinking about getting a gift for a friend's upcoming wedding that they remembered their one gift that was still to be opened. I thought back to our wedding day nearly 9 years ago, and tried to recall the gifts that had meant the most to me. Kathy wrote in a post on Facebook, "The funny thing, the gift that meant the very most was still sitting in a closet, unopened. All along, we assumed that the contents of that box held the key to saving a marriage, an age-old trick, unbeknownst to us rookies. After all, my great aunt and uncle had been married for nearly half a century. When Kathy and Brandon finally opened the mysterious present, what they found inside was so sweet. There was one note wrapped around money and addressed to Kathy. It read, 'Kathy, go get a pizza, shrimp, or something you both like. Aunt Allison, get a bath ready.' Brandon also had a note addressed to him wrapped around money. It read, 'Brandon, go get flowers and a bottle of wine. Aunt Allison.' For 9 years, that box sat high on a shelf in various closets gathering dust, yet it somehow taught us about tolerance, understanding, compromise, and patience. Today, we decided to open that box because I finally had a realization," Kathy wrote in her post. "I realized that the tools for creating and maintaining a strong, healthy marriage were never within that box. They were within us." What a sweet story that reminds us about how important forgiveness and compassion is within a marriage.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast, and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Hello, my name's Rachel Carmen, and I want to invite you to come over and listen to my podcast. It's called Real Refreshment. For years and years as a young mother, I chased after the wind, thinking that the world could offer me the refreshment I longed for. But it was only when I discovered it in the person of Jesus Christ that I really found refreshment. Come on over and join me as we dig into Bible study. I'll see you there.